It's time for the CMC Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC Super Show.
Good morning. It is 10:04 a.m. here in Rhode Island. As always, I am Petty Officer Hepburn, a.k.a. YF Menace. And you know when you hear that introduction that it is time for the CMC Super Show. So how are you doing today, CMC?
Great. And good morning to our Rhoda family. Nice to be back on air.
Yes. And of course, I know that you might be confused because it's the morning, but there's never a better time to see the
and
CMC.
I have to double check myself. I usually do this in the afternoon, so
yes,
it'll be a different change, right?
This is true. So, of course, the kids have gotten out of school, so that means that summer has officially begun. So what do you commonly do with your kids during the summer, and do you have any special traditions?
So summertime, that's more time with the kids, and, of course, kids loved it, right, spending time with their parents. For my case, I have three girls, and they always want to do beach or pool, right? And, or travel somewhere, right? They cannot be in the house for one day. You know, at least half a day, they have to go somewhere and do things, right?
Mm. Okay. And then what family travel or event plans do you have to spend time with your children while they're out of school?
Yeah, so as soon as they got off, we actually just came back from you know, a few days trip to Nice, France. It was amazing. I would say we learned a lot of history there. First off, it's cheap price to get there, airfare wise. And my wife planned for all the travels that we do. And this time, fortunate for us, we got lucky on getting a nice place for a budget travel, right? Found out that this place we stayed at, instead of Nice, France, the beach over in Nice city is like nothing but pebbles and rocks. So we found out a place about 30 minutes west or east, actually, Sand Beach, and it's called Villa Franche Sur Mar, and found out that it was used to be the spot for Sixth Fleet, all the ships and flagship. They anchored out in the harbor, deep water, nice beach, great restaurant, and feel like if you're interacting with all these locals, they speak like fluent English, right? No accent and whatnot. They're like a lot of Americans because there's some influence there back in the days, back in 1946 to 66. So before Galliera, Italy became a Galliera, Italy for Sixth Fleet headquarters. So that was fun.
Okay. And then what things and events are there on base to keep kids occupied during the summer?
All right. So recently we just did, last Saturday, we had the Armed Forces. We got about four pro professional soccer players, right? And it was a great turnout for all the kids to show up with the parents. It was a great event, about 2 to 3 hours out there by the gym. And then what's coming up, you got kids bowl free summer league Monday to Friday from 12 to 5 p.m. at the bowling alley. So make sure you guys register online and have your score recorded on the leaderboard. And then you also have youth sports and STEM summer camps weekly throughout the summer. Check out the Vamos magazine for more information for that. And then, of course, outdoor pool. They're open from Wednesday through Sunday, noontime to 1900. And then if you want to learn to swim, they got some, you know, classes throughout the day or certain days throughout the week. So make sure you sign up your kids for that, and they'll get wristband, and they'll be able to, you know, use the slides at the pool. So that's what's coming up that I'm tracking.
And then we also have an important holiday approaching as well, America's 250th birthday. So what is in store for the 4th of July, CMC?
All right, so what's coming up? We just did this morning a flag raising ceremony rehearsal. That's going to be for tomorrow, flag raising ceremony, you know, starting at 8 or actually show up at 7:30. But all the major commanders, major commands, supporting commands is going to be part of that. And that includes GSs and our host nation partners, local nationals. They're welcome to join in our annual flag raising ceremony tomorrow. And then we're going to have that nice photo that you see throughout the installation with a lot of our supporting commands in uniform. So that's going to be tomorrow happening. And then what's coming up, the big event will be Independence Fest, July 2nd. From 1700 to 2300, we have plenty of food, a lot of music going on, and then carnival games, and all capped off with fireworks at the evening as soon as the sun sets. And then this is to celebrate our Freedom 250 the right way. And then there's also some carnival rides required a wristband, $7 per person until July 1st, so make sure you guys register today, no later than tomorrow. And then at Liberty Center, if I'm not mistaken. And then they also offer a VIP lounge, right, ticket. So there's more information on the Facebook group for Rota MWR. So hit them up. If I'm not mistaken, it's about $800 group event, right? They have some food, beverages, drinks, and all that. You have a nice seating area there, so VIP lounge. So you guys are more than welcome to inquire for the VIP, and then get with Liberty Center for that as well.
Okay, and then what does Freedom 250 mean to you, and why is this year's 4th of July so special?
So this 4th of July is so special, especially this year, right? Because Freedom 250 commemorates 250 years since the founding of the United States and marking the nation's journey from the 13 colonies to a global power, while the principles of liberty, quality, and self-governance, right? So our PAO team and a lot of our leadership have been, you know, communicating this throughout the year, the last few months, if not, you know, and this is not just for Rota. This is really worldwide, especially back in CONUS, right? It's a big thing. And there's a couple of things that I kind of educated myself on that as well, or I became aware. You know, we've received some comments about, oh, why is it Freedom 250 and why is it America 250, right? So doing my research and talking with our PAO, you know, that's really, you know, bottom line is the Freedom 250 is what we were delegated down to us by our higher headquarters to use. And then the Freedom, the America 250 is also an organization, and so as the Freedom 250. So that's under, you know, the 501 Chapter 3. They're all organization, but it don't matter what we use. But for this time, professionally for us, we're using the Freedom 250. But, you know, overall, they're all the same organization with the same purpose, you know, commemorating the history of American history. And, you know, they do have some programs in place, setting up all these events and also education and all that for our Americans throughout the world. So that's good stuff.
Okay. And of course, we do have some of Team Rota that recently celebrated a birthday as well. So we'll find out more about who they are and what they do right after this song, Greg. Once again, that was Miguel with Sure Thing, and we are back with more of the CMC show. But of course, on June 14th, we celebrated the U.S. Army's 251st birthday, and here to talk more about what it's like being a soldier on a Navy base and their branch birthday is Sergeant Leonardo Luna and Sergeant Jessica Thompson from the U.S. Army Veterinary Readiness Activity Italy Rota Branch.
All right. Good morning, Sergeant Luna and Sergeant Thompson. Thompson with no P. There you go. So now, welcome to the CMC Super Show. Usually I ask five things about you. So first off would be, what got you here to Rota? Where are you from? What got you here to Rota?
Good morning. Thank you for having us. Yes, I am from Long Beach, Southern California. And well, this is my second naval base. I come from Bremerton to Rota, so I just knew I had to do a naval base again. So I just decided to go to Rota.
So you're not new, so that's a good thing. But how long have you been in the service?
I've been in 5 years.
5 years. So throughout your career, your first two command is working on a Navy installation.
I did 1 year in Korea, and then from there on, I went to Bremerton. So
yeah.
About 4 years. 4 years on a naval base.
Okay, good, good. And then in Korea, you work with mostly Army, or you have Navy
sure.
folks too?
It was mostly Army.
Okay,
yes.
Good, good. How about you, Thompson?
I am from Cool, California. I came here from the Naval Medical Research Center in Silver Spring, Maryland. So I was okay. also at a naval site before. And then I was also in Korea before that. So I've been in it for about 5 years.
So yeah, were you guys, do you guys know each other before?
Yes.
Wow, that's CMC. Awesome. That's awesome, man. So now, same thing. Do you guys have family here? Married or single?
No family. No, single.
Okay. No family for me either.
All right. So now, this follow-up question would be, what hobbies do you guys do in your off time?
Yeah, I like to run. Running clubs are the new trend, so it's fun to join and be a part of.
And what better place to run than, you know, in Rota, right?
Right, by the beach.
By the beach, beautiful weather. Okay, how about you?
I would probably say traveling around, trying new food. I like to go hiking and just get out.
Okay, so now, in Spain, what are your favorite spots to do on a long weekend, like a day trip somewhere?
I would say my favorite spot to go to would probably be Tarifa. It's just a nice little beach town.
I've been there a few times, and my girls love it too. The dunes, and there's a couple of spots. You know, we stayed on, we did glamping there too recently, mm-hmm. so it was good. Okay, so best part of serving in Rota?
Yeah, the best part of serving in Rota is just being able to support our sister branches, the civilians and families in Rota.
Okay, and then of course, what got you interested in taking care of animals? Thompson?
I would say the thing that got me interested would be, well, I grew up on a farm in Northern California, so I was always around animals, and I knew that I just wanted to work with them for my life. And when I was in high school, my high school had a program that allowed me to intern at vet's offices,
That's
fell
awesome.
In love with it.
That's awesome. And then you're enjoying it so far because you're still doing it, right? All right, so now let's go back to the mission and what you guys do here to support not just our military working dogs, but also the community. So what are the mission and day-to-day operation in the clinic for the Rota branch? How many personnel? You guys got about 4 or 5, right? And then 1 or 2 vets, 1 military, and I'm tracking a local national, I believe, from off base. She works with all of you, and then, of course, you two plus 1 more, right? Staff sergeant?
Yeah, so we have 1 veterinarian that's military and another that is a civilian,
mm-hmm.
1 vet tech, and 3 food inspectors as well. So, yeah, we're a small unit here in Rota.
Okay, and you know, between Captain Chimalek, the base CEO, we always talk about you and ICR, that we have Navy, Marines, FASUR, right, and then we got Air Force, and then we always tell them, yeah, we also have Army here, whether you like it or not, you know, and we always tell them that it gets pretty small, but it's a big part of the community, so I'm glad that our PAO actually contact you guys to be part of my show, so that's awesome. Now, let's talk about services provided by the vet clinic and facility to our community.
So some of the services that we provide at the vet clinic would be annual vaccine appointments, sick call appointments with diagnostic x-rays and ultrasounds, but mostly we do the health certificates for the travel to get your pets back to your next duty assignment.
PCS, so your team is really responsible for that for the most part.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And then any job specification or training required to work at the vet?
No, we go a military MOS training. So mine was 3 months to do my job as a food inspector here on base.
And then for you, for vet tech, how long is the school?
The school would be 12 weeks training course in San Antonio.
Course. Okay, good. And then what's the most fun and toughest part of the vet job?
I would say the part that's probably most fun is just seeing the progress of each patient and being able to see the start and finish of a diagnosis for me. And then the toughest part would probably be like knowing when to say goodbye and
That's always
donors.
Tough, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then life of a soldier on board, any of a U.S. Navy installation. Because you guys have been, you mentioned both of you have been to, this is the second time on a Navy installation. So how is that, the difference between Bangor, Washington, and of course, Rota, Spain?
So I would say that they're both small bases, but each base has a very close community. And each ship and facility here on base feels like a family, being so small. So that's how I see it. Differentiate from a naval base to an army base.
Okay. Anything to add, Thompson?
Nothing really to add. Just I had a lot more army friends and army people at my last base. We were with RARE, so the army research.
So
people.
I have to ask this because you guys are, I don't want to say my neglected child. But I always tell people that you guys exist there, right? And you are a part of the team. Do you feel that you're neglected or you're part of the community?
I would say definitely a part of the community.
Okay.
Everybody's been so great to us.
You don't have to lie. All right. So that's good to know, right? And if there's anything that I can do or my team can do for you guys and the team, you know, let me know, right? So we're here for everybody. So don't... You know, what you guys do for the community is pretty big, and we appreciate you. And every time, the only time that really we go there, at least the triad leadership is for zone inspection, or we're following up with your leadership on certain things. So that's the only time we go there. So I've been there a few times for inspecting, make sure you guys got the facility and it's upkeep correctly and AC working, you know, especially summertime. Right. So let us know what we can do for your team up there. Okay. And then last question. Importance of meaning of the United States the Army's birthday to you. Since we've celebrated your birthday recently, last month or a few days ago. You know. So what was that? What was that like? In your opinion.
As we say, it's always a great day to be an Army. But the Army's birthday is a day that we could celebrate and honor the heroes of the Army today and always.
Okay, so great to know that. And then from that, we'll let DJ YF Manis.
Yes, so of course, Team Rota is comprised of a variety of backgrounds, skills, and experiences that make it a strategic hub and a vibrant community. And we got some more unique members of Team Rota on the show in just a moment. Good morning again. It is 10:31 a.m. And have you ever wondered how you get your mail, personnel, property, car, or parts and equipment for your job overseas to Spain? Well, there's a big logistics operation behind it, and we've got two experts from Naval Supply Systems Command, NAVSUP, Fleet Logistics Center, FLC, Sigonella Site, Rota here. And welcome aboard RS1 David Jackson and LS1 Jairo Gomez.
All right, so welcome to CMC Super Show, LS1 and RS1. And I got a few questions to ask all of you. So any of our guests in the show, right, we asked them about journey to Rota, how got you here, where you came from, and then family and hobbies, right? So we're going to ask that. So I'm going to start with LS1. So what got you here? To Rota and your last command.
Good morning. Last command was the USS Cole, DDG-67 over in Norfolk. I got here about 7 months ago. Excited to be here. I think, you know, the flights were easy. I think it's funny because most complaints is everyone complaining about the Madrid airport, you know, just how packed it is and how it's hard to find your gates. But it was a smooth ride over here.
Okay, and then I'm assuming you speak Spanish?
Yes, I do.
Fluently?
Yes.
Good. So that's great to always have that, you know, knowledge and skill set.
Yes.
All right, RS1. You've been with FOC Roto for a minute.
Yes, CMC, about 2 years.
2 years, and what's next for you?
Right now, I've been selected for LPD 17, USS San Antonio.
San Antonio, back in San Diego?
Back in Norfolk.
Oh, they're in Norfolk now.
Yes.
Okay. So that's going to be awesome.
Should be fun.
Yeah, yeah, and they're going to be running that ship, man.
Yep.
You know, and hopefully for both of you, we were talking offline, hopefully you guys make chief,
yes.
Right? See your name on that list, and it'll be much even better, right?
Yes.
All right, and then family. I know you're married.
I am.
Kids?
Yes.
All right, how they're doing?
They're doing great. Two kids here, 11 and 15.
Okay.
So they're doing great. Love Spain.
And then LS1.
Single, no dependents.
So you got all the money, so you got more money than we do, and then you can do whatever you want after work.
Yep, dinner on me.
Dinner on you. All right. Well, we'll put tabs, make sure we do reservation, PAO, and then, you know, of course, DJ. We'll make a reservation on LS1, okay? And then hobbies. Anything, do you guys do anything, you know, after work? What do you guys like doing? Especially now it's summertime, right? So what do you do hobbies-wise?
So for me, I love playing soccer or football, you know, and I'm excited to be in a country where it's huge. So very excited about that. I've been playing a lot lately. I love to go fishing, which, you know, is a lot of that here as well. Love going to the gym and love traveling. So I think I'm in the perfect place.
Oh, yeah. And then you know what? CYP, Coach Shelton, still needs some coaches. So go talk to him. And the more coach we have for our youth, the better we will have and entertain all the kids that we have in the community. Right. So that's a task here for you. So look
Absolutely.
It up. They'll provide you all the process and training through NACE.org. And you'll be part of our, you know, wonderful coach staff and military folks that volunteer to be a coach, right? So that's good stuff. How about you, RS1?
Yes, CMC. Prior to coming to Spain, my hobby more so was riding motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get to bring that over with me, but after about seven and a half years consecutive sea duty, my biggest hobby now is just spending time with the family, just getting out.
And it really changes for if you have kids, whatever they want to do, man. I mean, I used to play a lot of golf when I was in Hawaii and then came over here. Of course, whatever they want to do, right?
Yeah.
So that's a different set of hobbies. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And then now, best part of, let's talk about RS1. Let's talk about best part of serving in Spain, especially in post office.
Okay. So to speak on the Spain sector, this is my first overseas tour. So.
And how long you been in?
I've been in 17 years.
17 years.
So 15 years I decided to come overseas. It was my first overseas tour. So definitely it's been a great experience. Learning new culture, experience in another country. Actually living in theater, living in that country. So, yeah. And then the post office is also new. It's new to our rate. Been RS. LS is used to handle that. But it's been a new learning curve. So I think it kind of gave me a little more excitement to learn something new and different, not necessarily the everyday job of ship store or barbershop or, you know, vending machine. So I definitely enjoy the new rate.
Different operation.
Different
right?
operation,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, so which is good. And then LS1, you know, what's the best part? Are you part of the LSR team or?
Yes. Okay. So I'm in the LSR shop. I took over as LPO. What I love about Spain is that I can speak the language, so I can connect more with, you know, locals and have, you know, deep conversations, things like that. Get to know them a little better, you know, instead of just small talk. So I do appreciate that a lot about this country, you know, get to learn a lot about their culture, going out there playing soccer with them. So.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here. I think I've wanted these orders since I've joined the Navy.
And that's good, right. So now, take five is usually what we do as CMC and our team. I'm going to ask you five questions specific about your job and also personal stuff. So first question would be, what is the part of your job that people understand the least as an LS?
As an LS, I think it's just...
LS is logistics specialist,
yes.
By the way.
So I think a lot of times people expect LSs to be like magicians, you know, where parts and services come out of thin air, you know. And I think it's people don't understand that logistics takes, you know, a lot of planning from a lot of different places, you know, from the United States to here. So a lot of times I know emergencies happen and people would, you know, expect things to happen quick. So just time, you know, people expect things to happen in a quick turnaround, but... Unfortunately, that's not always the case. We do our best, and so does the Navy, and a lot of times we do meet a lot of requirements in a timely manner, but just sometimes, you know, can't always have everything happen so fast, you know?
24 hours. That's my expectation. If I order something, y'all better get it in a few hours. If not, you're going to come see me. No. No, you're good. Yeah, that's right. And then now for RS, RS1, you know, talk about, you know, your job, specific job that people understand the least.
Yeah, I think LS1, he pretty much, not to use the Navy term piggyback, but I'm going to piggyback off of what he said, because 100%, just know that your package is not going to get from San Diego to Spain in 3 days. It's not going to happen, you know?
We don't have a Prime, you know, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, so that's the biggest thing. Yeah, just be patient. It's on the way.
Okay, yeah. So is there an initiative, because since I left NAVSUP, you know, a few years now, so is there any initiative that you're tracking from your end about bringing, putting an Amazon locker off base closer?
I think it may be a great idea, but I haven't heard that yet. So
do I have to use ICECOM and I'm going to start pinging Sapo? What's going on?
Hey, ICECOM is not always for negative things, you know?
Yeah, all right. Well, I got a follow-up, you know, task here then. All right, so that's good. So, you know, I understand the Amazon effect, you know, certain, you know, season, right? And you know, I'm tracking the growth in Rota. We're trying to, you know, your team are trying to expand that post office so right. There's more access to it. I'm tracking all the concerns as well, or I don't want to say complaints, but concerns, right? We get those all the time, and then your team up there. Hector is still there, right?
He is.
And he's about to transfer or retire?
He's about to retire.
He's been out here for a minute, and then you got a new team. So I believe that, you know, I think, you know, there, you guys have done great job on all the initiative, including the kiosk, right? That was a big push, I remember, when I was in Sigonella headquarters. But, you know, continue improving, making sure that, you know, part of logistic and being in supply, really, is customer service. That's a big first and foremost, right? Make sure we take care of everybody else. Now, my follow-up question to both of you would be, who's taking care of you, right? So make sure the follow-up question that I would be having would be, hey, what do you do after work? Which we kind of talked about the hobbies earlier, but making sure that you guys have a work-life balance as well. You have family, take care of them, you know, keep the wife happy.
Right.
That's the first and foremost, right? And then you being single, you know who you hang out with and all that, and then enjoy the travel opportunity that we have here as long as you stay out of trouble. So now, another question would be, I'm not going to ask you about your rate. I think I'm kind of biased because I kind of understand what you guys do and logistically. Now, third question would be, how does it feel knowing you are supporting operational forces every single day? We'll start from you because you does the LSR portion.
So it gives me a comfort because I was on the other side of the house. So I was on the DDG, and, you know, most of the time I'd just send emails out and things would happen, you know. I wouldn't know how they happen. But now knowing this side of the house, where how everything works and all the systems in place to, you know, make sure all these things are working, it gives me a lot of comfort knowing that, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of hands in the pot trying to get something done, get a mission done, you know.
Okay, that's good. And RS1, post office is a different beast. How do you feel about it when you accomplish certain things?
It's actually a great great feeling, Master Chief, CMC. Just knowing that my team, our team, is having an impact on every ship, every sailor, every airman that is going from the Med to the Atlantic or vice versa. Just a great feeling knowing that, you know, you're reaching out and touching these commands.
So now, you know, supporting the mission on the military side, that's Fleet Mail Center. And then, of course, the local community is the mission too, right?
Right.
The family dependents. I always call them Amazon Effect. So making sure that we take care of them continuously and make them feel welcome. So I'm going to tell you, Amazon, always pick up mail for my wife, not me, you know, probably twice a year for me, but everything else will be my wife. All right, fourth question. When you order something online in your personal life, do you think about how it gets to you or logistics required every time you do it? Will you kind of go over that earlier, LS1? But for RS1, you know, working at post office, what do you do? Any tricks that you can provide to the local community?
Actually, pretty much what was mentioned earlier, just patience, tracking, maintain those tracking numbers, know the correct websites to get on. Prior to getting in the mail's operation, I didn't really think about it. I didn't think about how things get from one place to another, but that supply chain is definitely interesting. So,
all right, and then last question before we turn it over to our DJ. What is your dream job after you get out of the Navy? Because you have how many years now?
I'm at 17.
17, and how many years?
I'm hitting 9 this year.
9? Man, when did you make first class?
I made it at my 6-year mark.
Okay, great. So that's awesome. So you're on a fast track. All right, what's your dream job?
Education counselor. I would love to go work at a high school,
yep.
Just give back to the young, mentor, guide them, hopefully guide them in the right direction. So that's my dream job.
That's good.
Yeah. For me, mostly I just don't want to work as much. You know, I want to, you know, maybe do 3-4 days. So I was thinking potentially an airport job where your hours are flexible and you get flight benefits. You could still travel for free, you know. So I think working at an airport would be a good ideal
airport
job.
Airport is busy, man. I don't know what you're talking
busy,
about.
It's busy, but not like you got flexible hours. You know, my brother works at an airport and they can kind of pick their hours.
Okay, good. All right, well, thank you to both of you. Any last comms to the community?
No last comms. I just say thank you. This is an amazing opportunity. First in my career, so thank you all.
That's good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Same time. Same thing. First time on the radio, you know? Appreciate everyone's time.
All right, over to you, DJ YF Menace.
So, of course, NAFSUP FLCIs help you get what you need from point A to point B, and they also support every command based here at Naval Station Rota, as well as the deployed and rotational forces. But how do they do it? So, of course, we can learn a little more from them.
All right, so now let's talk about the mission of NAFSUP FLC Sigonella. And focus on the LSR. You kind of talked about it, but I would say... for the LSs in NAFSUP and also some of our local nationals and GSs, let's talk about codes, if you guys are familiar with the codes, or specifically being an LSR, the training requirements.
So for us, we have about 3 qualifications, which is LSR Apprentice, then it's LSR Journeyman, and Master LSR. So it's just levels of LSR, which stands for Logistics Support Representative, and it's coordinating with the ships, coordinating with tenant commands, coordinating with personnel on base to provide services, right? So we do a lot of middle manning. So we're here supporting transiting ships, making sure that they get whatever requirements they need. So there's levels to it. You know, you start off, you know, with minor stuff, then it gets busier. You get more tasking, more important requirements.
And then, of course, part of the LSR or the LS side of the house, you guys do ground transportation, right, throughout the AOR. But at the same time, if I want to order or ship anything from East Coast, how does it get here?
So you would order it through whatever system you're going through. So whether that's our supply, if you're aviation, now Comus, you know, ERP, all of these websites, and you would pay for it. It needs to get paid for, so, you know, funding, all of that. And then they would send it off wherever the item manager is, depending on what it is you're ordering, would ship it off to wherever it needs to come. And we're a hub here, so everything comes through our building.
Okay, good. And you guys stay busy.
Now,
That's on the supply side. Let's talk about the postal side.
On the postal side, one of the main NEC is the independent postal clerk NEC. So we go to school to get that, and then we have a couple.
S12 Alpha?
S12 Alpha, correct.
But you do have S12 Bravo now, correct?
We do, also S12 Bravo. So anybody working in the post office has to go through and get that school prior. And the main objective is to just connect families, you know, connect dependents or whatever. Mom sending their child a package, or a family member sending their child a package, or important documents coming across from the states, you know, for the families, local families here, all type of things, birth certificates, marriage certificates, just making sure that it get in the right hands.
You know. Okay, so now usually time frame wise, you know, from states to here in Rota, What does that look like? 7 days?
We like to say 7 to 10 days.
Give us 10 days.
Give us at least 7 days. After 10 days, then you start kind of like, oh, like, what my package, you know?
Yeah. And then, of course, the Amazon Prime, if you're going to use Amazon España, and then you have a local address you leave off base, and you can use your address off base, you'll get them in 24 hours.
Correct.
But not through USPS.
Correct.
Okay. And then certain locations here in the region, like Sigonella, it takes about 14 days, average 10 to 14 days, because same thing. It goes through here, and then it gets shipped or airlift to Sig whenever availability happens, right? So, okay. And then, now, one of you can talk about the importance of logistics to support the fleet and enable wildfighters, which LS1 have already hit up. Earlier, is there anything else that we didn't cover as far as supporting the warfighters and then, you know, warfighters and families as well, right? What else is there that you guys do that's available within the NAVS of FOCSI Enterprise that we have here in Rota?
So here for logistics, supporting the units, you know, we just got to make sure that we are able to provide them with whatever services they need, right? Whether it's hazmat, whether it's fuels, making sure that they get fuel. We got to do provisions. We got to make sure they get fed. You know, mail is a very big important thing, too, because, you know, it keeps everyone going. It makes people excited, you know, for hearing from their families, getting things from their families. So all the logistics, and, you know, without logistics, there is no military, you know.
Yeah, it's so, important.
Absolutely.
And then how about household goods?
Yep. Just to add, I was going to add that household goods, that's part of NAVSUP also, VPC. Everybody want to know where their car at.
ICR, you got a tracker, right?
Yeah, ICR brief, that's the number one question. Where's my car? How do I find out when I'm going to get my household goods, you know? So any questions with that, Building 55, we're there.
Okay, good. And then really, we are... I can tell you that you guys have a great team in FOC, Rota, right? So keep that up, especially with our local national host nation partners out there. A lot of civilians that work at FOC, and most of them been working 3 or 4 generations, right? They have the knowledge, they have all the tricks in the hat, and how to do everything quickly and efficiently. So make sure you guys give them some kudos from us, give them some thank you and appreciation for all that stuff that they do. Okay, I know we're gonna get done here early, so over to you.
Yeah, so of course we appreciate all of the services that you at NAVSUP provide to our supported commands and community as a whole. And then speaking of community, CMC, would you like to share some community updates?
All right, so personal shout-outs, congratulations to everyone. Very own, our Air Operation Officer, Lieutenant Commander Butler Ricketts, on his selection for commander. So congratulations to you, sir. And then we appreciate the support from the USO in recognizing our sailor of the quarter across the installation. They always do this every quarter, so awesome job to our USO. And then advancement result already, it should be coming up here soon. I forgot the date, but it should be coming out. So let's keep an eye out on that. And then good luck to all of you. And then public service announcement, you know, as always, the entry exit system. So as a personal station in Spain, as member of the force, member of the civilian component and their dependents, shall not register for the EU entry exit system when prompted at Spanish immigration. You know, be advised that not everybody's tracking this, so just be courteous, be professional with them, don't argue with them, and then just let them know that you're exempt as part of the NATO status of forces agreement. And then personal and travel, on official travel, should review the foreign clearance guide prior to travel. You know, things might change, you know, a week ago, right? So make sure you guys are up to date, and then make sure you guys sign up to the Smart Travel as well notification. And then when you guys are going on leave, Liberty Travel and their dependents should carry the following: no fee tourist passport, TEI, CAT card, your military ID, government ID. Orders and NATO orders, right? So that way, whatever they ask, you can present it to the immigration officer when prompted or asked. okay? And then be polite with them. And then show any documentation that's requested by the agent to prove status here in Spain. And do not register at the kiosk. You should be directed directly to the immigration agent, and then your fingerprints may be scanned. This does not constitute registration. Okay. Another update here. Next uniform compensation, if you graduate boot camp on or after June 1st, 2024 and did not receive certain uniform in your C bag, you are eligible for compensation. So contact the email rtcuniforms@nextweb.org with your name and graduating company, a date and phone number, personal email address before September 30th to receive next e-gift card to receive your own your old uniforms. And then, of course, we do have the Andalusia annual burn ban started June 1st until October 15th. So, especially on base, to include Seaview Pines area, Camp Mitchell, Camp Cologne, so make sure there's no campfire, open burning, barbecuing, or outdoor cooking in those areas. Any activity that could generate sparks or ignite vegetation, and driving or parking vehicles on dry grass, brush, or any other combustible vegetation. So make sure you guys are aware of that, what you're doing. And then if there's any question, call the Fire Prevention Division at 727-4877. And then last thing, what's coming up, we kind of talked about it earlier. MWR ticket sign up. So make sure as far as they do have technical issues, so MWR tickets cannot be purchased via smartphone. Only available for purchase in person or on a desktop or laptop, right? So don't use your mobile phone. There's no update yet. That includes getting tickets for movies. Just use your desktop or laptop for that, okay? Independence Fest is coming up July 2nd, so make sure you guys go out there and enjoy and celebrate with us. And, you know, check Vamos Magazine and Facebook, Rota MWR, for the, as the primary means for any communication, social media.
Alrighty, well, as always, thank you to our Army veterinarians for taking care of our pets, and our NAVSUP FLCSI team for taking care of our logistics for our community. So remember, you can always listen to the CMC Super Show anytime now by using your favorite podcast platform, including Apple Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, and Amazon Music.